How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, downtown San Francisco. Been doing this show a long time, and it is the only hour on a lot of these sports networks that is not just sports. In fact, this is just video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. And we already have less than an hour. We have 53 minutes to talk. Coffee, dogs, no big whoop. Let's do it together at the toll-free line. Don't write it down. Just dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard, girl. When I go, it doesn't when it does. 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, concerns about the video game world. You are my unpaid correspondents. Even if I could play video games 24-7 with the clockwork orange eyelids propped open with drops on my eyeballs, we still wouldn't agree on everything. So what's good for you? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped, underhyped? Tell us what you like. Also, emails rick@sportsbyline.com. You can use that email address to win the game. I give away a game at 40 after, so just over a half hour now. Also, at the end of the show, I do a cheat code request for an older game. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. As we stream through that website, just click Listen Live. Click Listen Live. Over on SB Nation Live as well, out of Houston, Texas. We got Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on Sirius XM. Where are my truckers at? White Line Fever. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Those are app applications for receiving the programming as well. And on your TV set, if you have cable, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider, that's in 35 million homes. But let the discourse begin. Sometimes I have interviews like I did last week. This show's wide open to your questions. Let's get in it, thick, whatever you would like. I'll also let you know what the new releases are this week as well. And when there are new games, those other games come down a shelf and hopefully come down in price. But we just have this hour, so let's get it in. I'm Rick Tittle, and come on back and participate on the Video Game Review, y'all.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
With Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal, you can get your choice of a sausage or bacon, egg, and cheese English muffin with small seasoned potatoes.
And with all that for just $3, it really is a proper breakfast, wouldn't you say? Huh? With a light and fluffy toasted English muffin and crispy seasoned potatoes. Go on, Catherine, give it a go.
Okay. Jolly good morning.
Ah, close, love. Grab a proper breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and we are underway on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. How you doing? Nice to have you with us, wherever you're listening, in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. We're here for you. I thought it was interesting this weekend that Twitch, of course, if you're on Twitch and or you like to watch Twitch, I always, for me, I don't really want to hear anybody. I don't want to see anybody's face in the screen. I don't want to broadcast myself playing either. But I do think Twitch is really great when you're like waiting in a dentist's office or you're waiting on a bus or something. How often do you wait for a bus, Tittle? Now and then. Just watch the gameplay, which I think is pretty cool. But I bring it up. Our friends over at Twitch, just about three blocks from where our studio is here in San Francisco, that it was announced today that Twitch was reinstating Donald Trump's account. And the first thing I thought of was, he had a Twitch account? It's like, yeah, man, he used to be on there all the time playing Black Ops, and he was playing MLB The Show, and, you know, he's a big Fortnite guy. Look. It's smart for any political party to use every single way they can to reach you. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised. But he got banned after that tailgate attack, the Capitol, that fomented attack back in January of 2021. So on Twitter, the reporter Rod Breslow posted the statement from Twitch, quote, "We reinstated former President Trump's channel. We believe there is value in hearing from presidential nominees directly when possible. Trump is now the official Republican nominee for U.S. president." Which makes you wonder, is
Does Kamala Harris have a, now that Biden is out, does she have, if you didn't hear the news, Biden finally stepped down. And she's not the official nominee yet, but everybody's throwing their weight behind her. Who I once got a, it's funny, I got a drink with Sarah Heath in college. She turned out to be Sarah Palin. And when Kamala was running for city attorney here in San Francisco back in 2003, I met her and we talked a little politics at one of her like little fundraisers. So I am the queen maker, apparently. But it makes you wonder, and this isn't trying to tell you which way to vote. I couldn't care less how you vote. You get to decide that. That's what it's about. But I just wonder if she now is going to have her own Twitch channel. Or you might say, duh, she's always had one, Rick. And I'm like, okay. But it was, remember, it was January 6th when those traitors attacked the Capitol. He attacked the Capitol, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't understand how you're not deported after that. But on January 8th, they Twitch banned Trump, and they said it was his incendiary rhetoric that led to the riot and people dying. And so you might remember, though, that the year before in 2020 in the summer, Trump got a temporary suspension for hate speech, which I didn't know about because, as I said, I didn't know he was even on Twitch. But going forward, Trump's channel will be overseen as the same as others. And Twitch said that they don't have a public figure policy, meaning that all channels are equally subject to the guidelines, regardless of whether the channel belongs to a public figure or not. You would think that would go without saying, but then again, maybe some people think, well, you know, if I'm famous, I get more leeway, or maybe less. I'm under more scrutiny as well. So, and of course, I mean, depending on when you're hearing this, these are, you know, last weekend when I did the show, someone took a shot at him. Someone died in the crowd. And then this weekend, Biden pulls out. So we're all just trying to hold on right now. And these, I feel like these are like World War One times or something going on right now. But if you're concerned about Trump being on Twitch, be concerned no longer. He isn't. I also wanted to talk about in this first segment here about the M Classic graphics upscaler. If you don't know what that is, it's a little kind of a thumb drive with an M on it. It's a company called Marseille that makes it. Alain Enfant de la Patrie. Oh, it's Marseille. But for those who have an affinity for the Switch and retro gaming, it's a pretty cool thing because it graphically adds. It's normally $100. And I just saw on Prime, feel free to sponsor the show, Prime, if you feel like it. But on Prime, which does own Twitch, I should say Amazon owns Twitch, until the end of this month, it's only $80. So what? That's not cheap. What do you get for $80 instead of $100, which is its normal price? And it's visual upgrades. And so Switch games can be upscaled to 1440p at 60 frames per second, or you can go 4K at 30 frames per second. And it's built in anti-aliasing tech that smooths the jagged edges, sharpens the picture. You're not getting true 4K like the PS5 or the Xbox Series X, but it will look better. And on consoles with HDMI, like the Switch, PS3, Xbox 360, besides the first-gen 360 consoles, you can plug it into those as well. You have to connect a power cable. This isn't just kind of a regular sort of memory thumb drive. And then reconnect your HDMI cable into your TV through their dongle. So some people say, well, if you go through the dongle, Officer Dongle, Reno 911, oh, that was Dangle, Thomas Lennon. People think, well, isn't there a latency there with the sound and the audio because now it has to pass through another port? Marseille says the latency goes down 0.2 milliseconds. So I don't think I would note. In other words, they're saying it's not noticeable. You can also play retro games built in a 4:3 aspect ratio, square CRT TVs. And I just wonder, though, because if you remember the N64 had this little door that you could open right on the top in the middle, and I said, this is for the memory extender. And I remember I bought it later, like a year later. It was this big square like chip, and I plugged it in and I thought, oh no, here we go. You know, this is going to turn from a Yugo into a Ferrari right now. Didn't really notice anything. And if you really love the game, well, having it be just a teeny, because some people say they don't really notice, but some people say, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much better this looks now. It's sort of like when they redid some of the Mario games from the NES to the Super Nintendo. It's like, we're going to make it double good. And it's like, I guess it looks okay, but I was fine with the first one. But just wanted to let you know that for the rest of this month, it's $20 off. And the M Classic Graphics Upscaler was 100, and now it's 80 games from Marseille. Marseille can feel free to sponsor the program as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We've got some open lines. Come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. I thought something, by the way, coming up, this is Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review, Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco, California. I saw something that got a lot of steam, double entendre intended, steam video games. Get it? I saw a lot of things that... got a lot of steam because this was a thing on Reddit's parenting page. And I've never used Reddit, but it's got a parenting page where people can ask for advice. And I just saw it because it had to do with video games, and it was just getting all these headlines. And it was a dad asking how to help when he took away video games from his six-year-old. And I'm like, why is this news? This is every parent with a six-year-old, right? But I just have to laugh because the guy wrote, my wife went in to calm him down, and he yelled, get your effing hands off of me. And the dad said that he went into his son's room. I would have got the belt, I'll tell you that, back in my day. Not saying that was good, but I would have. He told his son that he was not allowed to speak to anyone like that, especially his parents. And he said, you will not be getting your electronics back for quite some time. Then the six-year-old said, I hate my family. Everyone hates me. And he said he woke up his two-year-old brother in the process, and who was also terrified as to what was going on. Well, all I have to say is get in line. And this could have been anything. This could have been, you go back a generation, his G.I. Joes. It could have been whatever, you know, a girl or a boy is playing with, and they're obsessed with it, and you take it away. This is going to happen. And I just think it's funny that people are like, oh, video games, the height of all evil. You know, and I talked about it last week, too, about the Trump thing when people were like, well, if it wasn't for video games, that guy wouldn't have taken a shot at Trump. And it's just so ludicrous. But I think if this guy was on Reddit and he said, my son is obsessed with basketball. He doesn't do his homework. He won't even eat dinner. He's just taking free throws and doing layups in the backyard for 6 hours a day. And I took the basketball away. Now he says he hates us and get your effing hands off me. Do you know how many headlines that would have made? None. No one would have cared. But it's just sort of like this hot button topic and a political football sometimes. It's like, oh, it's a video game. They're ruining our children. And as I've said, there have been empirical studies done, not by me, but... By institutions of higher learning, both here in the UK, that have shown that kids who play video games, for the most part, and in moderation, not only get better grades, they're more sociable, they're more worldly, they have better communication skills. So if anything, I'm not going to say, oh, play video games and you'll be a better person. But if you were going to make an argument, everything points more towards you'll be a better person than a worse person. And if you're a complete jackass, playing video games is probably not going to help you become a good person. But I also think you're not going to be a lump of clay and then a video game is going to turn you into one. But as I said, everything in moderation, especially if a kid is getting obsessed with anything. I don't mean Dr. Spock here. By the way, do you know Dr. Spock won a gold medal at the Paris Olympics in 1924? I'll just throw that in. I didn't realize that. He was a Vulcan. No, that's Mr. Spock. Ah. But, yeah, once again, it's a headline because it's a video game, which I thought was kind of fun. And plus, just to hear a six-year-old lash out at his parents with that type of longshoreman language is pretty awesome as well. All right. This was the week as well of college football and video game fans reunited for the first time in 11 years. That means you can almost be in junior high your whole life. There's been no football college video game. And that's okay for most people because Madden did the trick. But if you are more into college than the NFL, basically SEC fans, it's been killing you. So on Friday, all the dreams came true as EA released College Football 25. NIL, that changed the game for EA because previously EA could not release another game since the studio could not play players for their appearance in NCAA games. This all goes back to that Ed O'Bannon case, which happened right here in Oakland in court when he was watching a video game and it said, hey, you can play UCLA's all-time game, all-time roster. There's Ed O'Bannon. He's like, wait, I didn't get paid for this. How come I didn't get paid for this? That's the start of this whole thing. And so the game has taken the gaming world by storm. When they had early access before launch, and you can always get early access if you know what you're doing, more than 2.2 million people played early access. And even in early access, it was ranked third of all the daily users on Xbox Series X and S, and it was fourth on PS5. This is according to Circana's Player Engagement Tracker, which uses software that I don't know what it is. But, and you think, well, why is it so great? Well, and look, I played college football, and I played Division II, so I was not on TV or playing in big bowl games. So what you do have with these big-time schools is you get those iconic atmospheres. And 134 schools with 150 stadia. You think, why is there more? Well, some of these schools will play an NFL stadium. And EA said they wanted the philosophy that every team is somebody's favorite, which is absolutely true. That's the first thing you do. It's like if you are a fan of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, are you going to go to Tuscaloosa and start building your Alabama roster? No, you're going to go to the SHI Stadium in Piscataway and you're going to start building your Rutgers roster. And Herbie, who's part of it, been on the show before, Kirk Herbstreit, talked about how that was something that they needed to do with their philosophy and account for team traditions and atmospheres. And they partnered with ESPN to capture crowd noise as well. I remember going to the national championship a couple of years ago and Trevor Lawrence beat Alabama down here in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium. And Clemson didn't just have one song. They basically had four notes. Hold That Tiger. The whole game, they went bump, 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 bump. So my point is, I'm sure if you're playing Clemson, you'll hear that. Attention to detail. Crowd themes, specific chants, fight songs, even hand motions. Like, for example, in this game, Penn State has the whiteout crowd because, of course, Penn State has nothing on their helmet outside of a blue stripe down the middle. And they got the real audio from Beaver Stadium there in Happy Valley, which I think is cool. But just the traditions, the way they run out, the rivalry rituals, the mascots, the touchdown traditions. During team intros, EA researched and implemented every team's ritual. So that's the touching of signs like they do in Notre Dame, play like a champion as you're coming out of the locker room. It's funny. When I worked in TV, there used to be this, like, as you came down the stairs, and I'm 6'2", we didn't want to bump my head, so we would slap it, and I'd always go, play like a champion, and people were like, what? Of course, the cheerleaders, so iconic at some schools, the marching bands, the pyrotechnics, you know, the A&M guys doing the push-ups, running out the Buffalo and Colorado, the Boomer Sooner, boom, the Satan wagon, as my Nebraska friend calls it, motorcycles, they've got all that stuff. And you have a dynasty mode. You can recruit kids out of high school. You have 3,500 high school recruits, and you get a team builder as well. And we can get into that on the other side as well. But that's what makes college football so great, playing between the hedges, all that. And so once you start giving that iconic feel, and, you know, look, it's crazy times now because the money is so huge. This is why every kid who's in this got $600. Unless you're Arch Manning, you got $60,000, backup quarterback, yes. But the Pac-12 has dissolved. 10 of those schools are in different conferences now. Here in the Bay Area with Cal and Stanford, they now play, of course, in the aptly named, perfectly, Atlantic Coast Conference. And they were quite happy to get in that one. They weren't out in the wilderness. But what we will do is we'll take a quick break, and we'll give a game away. We'll get more into it. We'll also get into the new releases as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review. Rise of the Game.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, Rick Tittle with you, and it is 40 after the hour, and that's our customary time to give away a game, so let's do that right now. It's a brand new game called Flock. This is developed by Hollow Ponds, Richard Hogg, and published by Annapurna Interactive. It is for the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, the PC, and the PS4. I have it here for the PS4. Rated E for everyone. Here's the blurb. Quote, Flock is a multiplayer co-op game about the joy of flight and collecting adorable flying creatures with your friends. Soar through beautiful landscapes, seeking out rare and elusive creatures to add to your flock. It sounds simple enough, doesn't it? It's got a very stylized feel to it. My question is this about flying through the sky, or is this about Wall Street investing? What? Second correct answer, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Is Flock about flying through the air like a bird, or about Wall Street investing, the stock market? Let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer will win Flock 4, the PS4, from Hollow Ponds, Richard Hogg, and Annapurna Interactive Publishing. All right, we will get to the new releases here coming up momentarily. The lines are back open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Somebody once said, I was afraid to call. I thought you would yell at me. I'm like, well, in over 20 years on the air, I can think of maybe two times I raised my voice and they really had it coming. So I don't really know. I'm like, well, you might yell at me. And I'm like, all right, you're right. Maybe I'll yell at you. 1-800-878-PLAY. As I was mentioning, college football 25. And you know what else I want to ask? What's that, Rick? Why do they have to be like cars? This is obviously for the 2024 season. And it's like, well, this is the 2025 model you're buying now. And in a way, I'm kind of like, okay, so you're not going to make a new one until 25. So when January 1st hits, this will be the latest version of the car. So I kind of give car dealerships a pass on that, and they're so happy. They're waiting for me to give their approval. Bated breath. Right. But why, you know, it's like Christian McCaffrey on the cover of Madden 25. You mean Madden 24? Well, the Super Bowl will be in February of 25. All right. National Championship will also be in 25. Okay, I guess. They have something called Team Builder. And that is a website where players can create custom teams and import them into their dynasty. You can choose your school's name, nickname, the uniform provider, Under Armour, Nike, Adidas, whatever, logos, team colors, obviously, right? And then you get to choose from 625 uniform combinations. There are 5 uniform presets, and then there are 621s if you really want to get out there. So I'm sure there's some horrific ones. But as I mentioned, your helmet, decorations can be detailed as a reflectiveness on the face mask. If you want to go matte, shiny, or chrome, I don't know how that would look, but you can have 7 custom layers for helmets. I want a skull on top of a snake on top of a hammer and sickle on top. Some of these people with these tats. I remember when I was in college, St. Mary's College, and I played lacrosse and football. And so I never got a high school graduation ring because my dad goes, if you're going to college, don't get one for high school. And I went, oh, you're right. And so my senior year, I said, I want to get a football helmet with lacrosse sticks on either side. And my number for both sports was 12. And I want the 12 in the middle of the football helmet. And they said, we have one design and we don't do customs. And I was like, okay, I'm not getting a ring now. But you can do this with your helmet. How about this? This might be the coolest thing. If you're into architecture, aesthetics, your home stadium can be customized. 8 components of the stadium, what your crowd looks like.
I only want this ethnicity.
Not like that. What your crowd looks like, your logos, your end zone, the actual stadium, the surface. Like, do you want the Smurf turf like Boise State? Do you want the all red Eastern Washington Gochini wandering Palouse surface? Your benches, the numbers on the field, the sidelines, and if you choose your color scheme for your uniforms, it'll automatically adjust and put the logos on the field as well, unless you want to take them off. So that seems very, very fun as well. On the other hand, you think, well, I'm playing college football because I'm a huge Ohio State fan, or I'm a huge, you know, whatever it is, USC fan, and I don't want any of that. I would be more interested in this just for fun. Now the gameplay, they say much quicker tempo and a much more solid defense. What I have found generally over the years with all football games, even the college ones back in the day in Madden, is that every time you run the ball, you get a gain of 1. And every time you throw the ball, you get a gain of 40, but every third pass is intercepted. Which is action-packed. It's not very realistic. Now, except for 1 year on the Genesis, back when Aikman and Emmett and all those guys, Michael Irvin, back in the Cowboys dynasty, there was 1 year, and I actually mentioned this to Emmett when I interviewed him. When you handed the ball off to Emmett Smith, he ran through your defense. And I don't mean like Walter Payton or Barry Sanders, like prickly, you know, knocking someone over or just going around everyone, stop, start, juking left and right, you know, shoulder fake. No, I mean running through like ghosts. Like, I remember I would have these linebackers and Emmett Smith, I always played as the Raiders, so it's kind of realistic, but I would have these linebackers lined up and Emmett Smith would go through them. Now, this was 16-bit. It was the Genesis. Like, you would at least think it'd have him go, and he'd be knocking the guy over, or maybe just have the linebacker turn sideways like a swinging door at a Western saloon and just be like, whoops, olay, I guess you went by me. No, he just ran right through him. And that was EA's shortcut, I guess, that year to show everyone that he was the best. So we'll see. It says more solid defense, and players can switch to different defenders with the right stick to account for high-speed offenses. And a lot of times it's a button. There are 80 different player abilities. 80. And I have to think, what in the hell would be 80? There used to be something called jumping real high. Now they call it high point. Well, you just think about the five tools of a baseball player, and then you can take a football player and you'd say, okay, well, he's not very good at backpedaling. He's not very good in the cone drill. He's not very good at changing direction. He's not very good at open field tackling. I mean, I'm just 80. EA has also introduced a mechanic called wear and tear. And that's interesting to make it more realistic. The more hits you take as a running back and the more tackles you make, you're going to start to wear down. There's also a new kicking meter in the game where the speed and difficulty increase in unfriendly environments and distances. And I like that as well. So instead of like, oh, I'll try a 68-yard field goal here, and it's just like, oh, did it go in or not? But it's sort of like those golf games where it's like beep, bump, boom, like three things. Here's the meter. There's a meter. Did you get it in the green? So if you're kicking a field goal from the 10-yard line, it's a 20-yard field goal, right? Snap it from the six. I'm sure it goes really slow. You want to try a 65-yard field goal, it should go lightning quick. And of course, you have to count into a fact wind. We saw that in Buffalo in the playoffs. Wind, rain, all that other stuff as well. All right, pretty cool. Let's take a look at the new releases this week, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Broken Lens for the PC, the Linux, and the Mac. Not bad. Cataclysmo on the PC. Critter Crops on the PC. The new Denpa Min on the Switch, D-E-N-P-A. The Operator, Linux, Mac, PC. I like it. Veritas on the PC. Attack on Titan VR, Unbreakable for your VR systems. Conscript. This is on all the big boy systems. That's the Sonys, the Microsofts, the PC, and the Switch. And on the front, it looks like you're this futuristic dude with a gas mask. But it also looks like he's wearing a German World War I helmet. So maybe it's a little of both. Exophobia on all the big systems. F1 Manager 2024. That's right. Manager. All the big systems. Link Keto. This is on Linux and PC. Raw Men. And it's... good Lord, what is this game about? It's three guys sitting in a thing of ramen, but it's R-A-W-M-E-N. That's on all the systems except the Nintendo Switch. Oh, it's a third-person soup-slinging food fighter. Whew, that's what Raw Men is. Woo! Shift 87, PC and Mac. The Star Named EOS, X and S, Switch PC 5. Weirdlets on the PC. The I is replaced with a Y, Weirdlets. Farlands on the PC. 7 Days to Die, the 5 and the X and S. Arranger, a role-playing puzzle adventure. That's on... 5, the PC, the Switch, and Mac. Daydream, Forgotten Sorrow, all the systems except the PC. Earth Defense Force 645 PC. Harvest Days on all the systems, and House of Golf 2 on the 5, the X and S, and the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the video game review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Just a couple minutes left. Let's get to our customary cheat code requests. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from CC Sabathia. Rick, how high can you go in Fallout 4 if you cheat? What is the level limit? I heard it was raised. Well, this is all on the PC. You press the tilde or the little schwa wiggly key, and there's all sorts. I mean, you put in TGM, lowercase, God mode, infinite health, ammo, everything. You can pick your level as well. And I try to think, like, what level am I? I'm like 100 and something. I looked it up for you, CC. The level, highest level you can go to is 65,535. What an arbitrary number. It says if you try to go past that, the game will crash. So to answer your question, if you're playing on the PC and you want to get your level limit, just put in 65,535, and you can't go any higher than that on Fallout 4, which is, you know, enjoying a renaissance because of the
Prime series. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week right here on the Video Game Review.